American lawyer William Birch Rankin played a fundamental role in shaping the use of Niagara Falls for the production of electricity on both sides of the Niagara River. He became fascinated with the idea of harnessing the power of the falls to generate power during his time as a law student in Niagara Falls, New York. In 1889, inspired by the newly incorporated Niagara Falls Power Company on the American side of the Niagara River, Rankin sought potential investors in an effort to get involved in the exciting new power plant developments. He co-founded the Cataract Construction Company that same year, and by 1892, at the age of 34, Rankin created the Canadian Niagara Power Company alongside American business partners Alfred D. Shaw and Francis Lind Stetson. Rankin was at the peak of his career by the time construction of the Canadian Niagara Power Station began in 1901. Although he was officially the vice president of the company, he was involved at every level and wanted to oversee every detail of the engineering and construction process. Fitting the bill of what may be considered a modern workaholic, Rankin rarely took a single day off. Shortly after the plant was constructed and had its official opening in January 1905, Rankin married and finally started to take a step back. He died of congestive heart failure on September 30, 1905, at the age of 47, while on a trip with his new bride. The plant's third generator had been put into operation just 3 days earlier. William Rankin died before he could see his labors come to their full fruition. In 1927, the power station was renamed the Rankin Generating Station in his honor.